Thank you for calling Family First Home Care. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
For our company directory, press the star key. For existing cases or caregivers, press 1. For new cases or caregivers, press 2. If you are an
Welcome to the company directory. Please dial the first 3 digits of the last name of the person you wish to reach. Welcome to the company directory.
If you want to reach
Melissa Jimenez,
dial 1. Your call is now being forwarded. Please hold.
Speaking.
Melissa?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Aaron from the Philly office.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm okay.
All right, question. In terms of the Lydia or Linda Thomas, Linda Thomas is the client, Lydia's assistant. You asked me, could I help? Help with what?
Meaning, we have an authorization for her. Isn't this your patient?
She wasn't.
Before?
Had to get her onboarded. She started before, then I onboarded her. I got her authorized. She didn't come directly from me. She was going through the process. Nobody can get her authorized. I got her authorized.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I thought this was your person that you knew from, that you had, like it was your referral. Because we messaged the service coordinator. Okay, no, it's fine. The thing is that it's the same situation from before. She's the sister's not letting us, she's not doing her onboarding. The patient's not answering. The service coordinator's not answering. So I'm like, so do we just discharge her? Is this lady alive? I don't know what's going on.
So the SC is not responding either now?
Nope.
Because the SC was actually very good, very informative. Like she was, you can tell she was experienced when I spoke to the service coordinator. Now, the thing about Linda is the client. Lydia is the sister. But Linda, the client, cannot fend for herself. She doesn't have the mental capacity. But honestly, I mean, they're twins. They're 82 years old. Lydia, to me, she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So, she is difficult for her, too. Like, she's trying to be, like, she was the one, we went through everything, got her sister authorized. And then, upon her being authorized, all of a sudden, she was like, well, now it's my turn. I need to get taken care of. And I'm like, okay, and this is what you got to do to be employed. And she had a problem with everything that was incorporated with the onboarding process. And then all of a sudden, she was like, well, she called me saying, well, we got to go somewhere else. Okay, well, you know what? Go
ahead.
Yeah,
she didn't want us to staff it either.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to go somewhere else, even though she was incorrectly blaming the company for her inability to be employed. She was like, I'm going somewhere else. And she called me and told me that I spoke with the SC. This is over a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. And I spoke with the SC, and she was well aware of the issues mentally with Lydia as a caregiver, and for some reason she was saying she don't want to speak to me. So I spoke with her and everything. She's like, "Well, thank you for everything you've done, but I'm leaving." Okay, all right, well, because I can tell, I'm like, you're not even gonna be able to clock in. Like it was one of those like, you're not even gonna be able to clock in. I can tell. I'll follow up with. I just want to know what do you want me to do.
No, no, don't follow up. It's fine. I'll speak to. I'm gonna reach out to the service coordinator on my end to see if she answers, and see what they want to do because she's not. None of them are answering, so we're stuck, and we still have the off.
Oh, so she's never. We've never heard Mrs. Star service as well.
Nope, because she didn't want to do the onboarding. She didn't want us to staff it, and then she's not answering our calls. Patient's
That's
phone is going straight to voicemail.
And
yeah.
Service coordinator
okay,
was smart. The service coordinator, when you talk to the service, if and when you talk to the service coordinator, probably need to throw into the service coordinator, APS should be involved because APS could come in there and probably have, they'll probably recommend that Lydia also have services.
Mm-hmm.
And that somebody else needs to be the primary caregiver. Her sister should not. Because she's not capable. She's not capable. So I would mm-hmm. emphasize that. But okay,
and Erica
you know,
actually
sent
her an email telling her that.
Yeah.
She said, I was wondering if you can submit an incident report and see if APS can get involved. We have been
APS
authorized
should
for
be
a month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
APS should definitely be involved. Yes.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, but if I can't do something directly, then let me know.
No worries. I'm going to call. I just, because I was like, wait a minute, are we supposed to go see the patient if we have an authorization? Like, how does this work? Because I know sometimes you do the visits for patients that are actually starting, but I didn't know if
right.
it was the same scenario for patients that we have an off but hasn't started.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm not going to make you go. Okay, perfect. Let me get a hold of the service coordinator.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Erin.
Right.
Take
Absolutely.
Care. Alrighty. All right. Bye.